I wrong? With love, humility, and gratitude, we, the outgoing students of the Anantapur campus of Bhagwan's University, offer our pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Swami.
Weren't these the same lines with which we had commenced our gratitude program last year?
Exactly. Sometime in March, wasn't it? In the same Sai Kulwant Hall.
Yes. It's so vivid in my mind. Oh, those were the days. Student life at its best. Those heavenly trips to Parthi. Those untiring preparation for the sports meet.
Not to forget the night outs during Grama Seva and those exams that came and went every so often.
Such precious memories, purani yaadein mujhe yaad aati hain.
Remember, our band used to play this song, Yaadein Yaad Aati Hai. In fact, they played it one year for Ladies' Day, and I remember sitting in that corner, so overcome with feelings.
But you know, in the days that have passed, I have realized a beautiful pattern in how Swami molds us through every experience at the campus.
Of course, if there is a miracle that Swami has performed, it is transforming me without my ever seeing Him with my physical eyes. I was so unreflective and different, or maybe indifferent, before I came into this ambience. It is magical how He transforms caterpillars into butterflies.
How true. Look at that backdrop that they have put up for their program. I feel that there is a striking parallel between those colors and our journey at the Sri Satya Sai Institute. When we first entered this institution, we are all of different colors, each color with its myriad shades and multiple hues. After spending 3 years here, we acquire a unifying identity. All of us now have one common name, Swami's students.
Yes, we enter these portals like the multiple hues of the rainbow. Each of us with different identities, divergent thoughts and beliefs, varying shades of faith, so vastly different each from the other.
But once under the umbrella of Sai, the process of convergence slowly begins, isn't it?
Rightly said, sister.
You know, a classmate of mine once said a brilliant thing. She said, split the word rainbow, and it means bow to His rain. Once you step into the portals of Sai, He simply takes over the reins of our lives.
Moving from heterogeneity to uniformity is a beautiful internal process. Gaining that single common tag of a Sai student comes with much training and practice, isn't it? Hey, let's see what theme this program bears. We never know what message lies hidden, in which event, for whom. That's typically Swami's strategy.
This evening, we offer a presentation entitled, Life is a Game, Play It at the Divine Lotus Feet as a mark of our gratitude to Bhagwan for His patient and incessant training of each one of us at His institute.
Swami says that each campus is like a training ground. Swami is the master trainer. He trains all those who enroll in His institute to play the game of life in right earnest. He trains different players in different games and imparts different messages from different games.
Yes, but don't you think that the learning is internal and most often ineffable?
That's true. The process is all internal, yet the external circumstances are the modes and the means used for our learning.
Bhagwan says, follow the master, face the devil, fight till the end, and finish the game.
It is very important that we have
faith to follow the master,
courage to face all the devils,
persistence to fight till the end,
and divine grace to finish the game.
And this faith, courage, persistence, and grace that we need for the game of life comes to us through each circumstance that we face.
Each of these situations is akin to a board game of our childhood. Every day, Every incident, every experience, every happening is the Master's move to train us in the game of life.
This training and learning will be complete only by never letting go of faith, never letting go of courage, never letting go of Him.
Yesterday has faded, tomorrow's a blank page, as the future stares at me. Yesterday has faded, tomorrow's a blank page, as the future stares at me. If I were to say it all today, all that my heart has yearned to say, to go on, but I will hold on to you. Together we can do it all. The curtain is close to a fall, and I don't know how to go on, but I will hold on to you. Together we can do it all. If I were to say it all today, all that my heart has yearned to say, in my fall, you are the right. To my dark, you are the light. In my despair, you make yourself felt, never letting go, never letting go.
Is all about making choices. Choices between right and wrong, good and evil, virtue and vice. Our choice determines the consequences we face.
The master coach trains us through the game of snakes and ladders to teach some primary lessons of life. The divine rolls the dice of your life, yet the number that appears is of your making. Sow good acts and reap a good destiny. The game of life is all about that.
Let the game begin. Roll the dice, please.
Ha ha ha! It's a 3. A good start, I say. Lucky me! I'm climbing up to 22 already.
And mine? It's a 4. The tail end of a snake instead of a ladder. But let me be thankful that I am in the tail end and not the mouth of the snake.
Let's have the second round. I'm already far ahead. I wonder if she can ever overtake me. It's a 3. Wow, that leads me to 25. And how lucky. I just missed falling into that vicious creature's jaws. And me? A what? A 6 this time? Leads me to 10. That's safe, though slow. I'm just 5 steps away from success. Who dares stop me now? One more round and I'll be there. Come on, the dice please. It's a 2. Is that true? At 27, just 3 steps away from the destination, I'm falling all the way back to 1. No, no, this can't be. How can this happen to me? This is unfair.
Pray, what is my fate? Where am I being led this time? It's a 1. That's a ladder all the way up to 26. 4 steps away from home. With the divine grace, I can make it in the next round, I suppose. A quick climb that was.
What? You are far ahead of me suddenly. I'm sure you are gleeful at my fall. What foul means did you use to get there? And don't be too sure, yeah? You could share my fate.
If it is the divine will, so be it. Let's not fall prey to pride and arrogance.
Dear players, with every step of progress in life, either pride and ego or gratitude and humility can fill you. Your pride brought you to the mouth of the biggest serpent, ego, that annihilates all else. And there you went, sliding right down. Yes, dear children, ego and pride have a quick rise, but a steep fall. Gratitude, patience, humility and acceptance might seem to pay no dividends, but they always bring an unseen benediction.
I think this is such a potent message, and this lesson which Swami had taught me then really helps me now while working in my team. You know, I see it happen in front of my eyes. Pride indeed goes before a fall. Slow and steady always wins the race.
True. Come on, let's watch the rest of the program.
Tere noor se hi saaya. मन्नत है तू मोहब्बत है तू ही राहत है तू ही चाहत है तू ही मन्नत है तू मोहब्बत है तेरी मेहरबानी से मिली है जिंदगानी जिसमें तूने ही लिखी है ये प्यार की कहानी तू साथ है हमारे जैसे कोई परछाई सिर्फ तुमसे ही है हमने जिंदगी पाई सिर्फ तुमसे ही है हमने जिंदगी पाई तेरे नूर से हिसाई होता है हर सहर लिख दी है
figure out what vices they are a prey to and what virtues they need to nurture, the master enrolls them in the game of snakes and ladders.
But for those who have different needs, he uses other gaming modes. We all come to him with our incompleteness, with some parts of our insides empty and waiting to be filled. And the coach fills our empty slots with innumerable precious treasures.
The crossword board here is waiting to be filled. The master coach grants clues to help us fill those empty slots and complete the puzzle. The clues help to solve the puzzle and fill in the empty slots.
Here you go.
Clue 1. Which is that short three-letter word that is the highest power pervading the entire cosmos?
Hey, don't you think it's the blazing sun?
Of course not. How can you forget the mighty man?
But these are all part of the creation. What about the creator?
Oh yeah, of course. Then it must be God.
Absolutely. In fact, when God takes the human form, he teaches potent lessons in memorable ways. Remember Swami's play of words to simplify the highest philosophy? Devotion is deep ocean, diamond is thy mind, and so on. Our clue too is the acronym for forsaking all, I trust him.
I know the answer. It is faith.
Yeah, that's so easy to guess, but difficult to cultivate.
You have filled yourself with two most important ingredients for a purposeful living, God and faith. But remember, there is only one way to reach God.
And that's precisely our third clue. Our coach constantly advises us to start the day, spend the day, fill the day, and end the day with this crucial component. I'm sure you can guess what that is.
It is surely love.
Exactly. Love as thought is truth. Love as action is right conduct.
And according to Bhagwan, love as understanding is?
Love as understanding is peace.
Peace is not easy to find. Those who say, I want peace, have to first remove I, that is ego, and want, that is desire.
There is a formula. Jesus first, others next, yourself last. And what does this lead to?
Obviously, when we put God and others ahead of us,
the result is joy.
Dear player, here is your final clue to the coach who so lovingly teaches us the different moves in this game of life. What shall we offer in return?
Thou hast shed on us. Every day we will blossom in thy love and light. Oh, thanks can we render sigh.
All the gaps in your lives can be filled with the right perception. God, faith, love, peace, joy, gratefulness, these make a human life rich, not degrees, riches, position or fame. Fill your lives with goodness and godliness.
How meaningful! Aren't these the things that Swami has filled us with? What a wasted life ours would have been without God and His presence in it. Do you remember? One of our sisters had a very touching experience of how Swami saved her mother from a major accident. She didn't even know anything about it, but He kept up His promise.
Yes, I can still recall her exact words. In my first year, I used to eagerly await letters from my mother. One evening, before bhajan session, as a routine habit, I picked up a chit for a message. It read, "Don't worry, your parents are under my protection." Soon after, I received a letter. It was from my mother and it read, "Thanks Swami for saving your mother from a big danger." There was absolutely no clue in the letter about what had happened to her. I prayed intensely to Swami and thanked him profusely for saving my mother's life without actually knowing what had happened to her. Later, when I went home for the vacation, I learned, after looking at the photographs of my mother's injuries, how serious it actually was. In an accident, she was injured in a crucial spot between her left eyeball and eyebrow. The eye specialist, after examining my mother's eye, had said that the injury could have left her blind, but the divine grace intersected to protect her.
How reassuring. I'm so glad about all those testing times that improved my faith. Come on, let's get back to the program.
Thank you.
వివిధ భావాలతో వివిధ ఆశయాలతో నీ చెంతకు చేరాము. మీ ప్రేమతో మధుర వాక్యాలతో జీవిత సత్యాన్ని నేర్పించారు, జీవన గమ్యాన్ని చూపించారు. ఈ రుణం ఏనాటికీ తీర్చలేనిది సాయిమా. మా అందరి హృదయాలలో ఒకే ఒక్క భావన లయబద్ధముగా ప్రతిధ్వనిస్తున్నది, సాయిమా మా ప్రాణానికి ప్రాణం నీవే, మా ప్రేమకు హద్దు ప్రేమే, అర్పితం జీవితం సర్వం నీకే నేస్తమా.
Equipped with the right virtues, filled with faith and hope, the frail human player can still stagger. Knowing how to progress in his path is important. Facing adversaries as well as adversities with tact and intelligence is the next step in the coaching.
The game of chess is the perfect setup for learning the right moves in life, especially under adverse circumstances. It is only in an adversity that man surrenders to the will of unseen hands.
A game of chess is typically a scene of war. Enemies aiming capture and defendants protecting themselves from danger. Here is a white king in danger. The well-positioned black queen is poised to checkmate the white in the next move.
This seems to be my final chance. Despite the strongest of foes, there is no way I can give up. I am a fighter and I shall fight till the end. It may appear to be my last day, but let me fight on.
Ha! You sure are optimistic for a defeated king. My power is in my queen. No matter, whatever is your defense, in just a move, I shall finish you off. None can save you now.
God, save me. Show me a way out of this death trap. Oh, there's some way out to safety, it looks. What a relief. My loyal soldier comes in to save me.
And that's a check.
Oh, noble foe, I underestimated you. I have to retreat to save myself.
Not so soon. I send my queen as the last blow to defeat you. There is no escape for you now. And now it's a checkmate.
The biggest of adversity is lack of awareness. When one is not conscious or aware of the circumstance one is in, one can easily be conquered by it. To emerge as a grandmaster in life, dear children, remember, mindfulness is an essential element.
Remember our CIEs, the continuous internal evaluations we had, all those tests we wrote and marks we scored. Parallelly, Swami always advised us that constant integrated awareness is of paramount importance in life. That will determine our scores in the tests of life.
In all, don't you think that the training Swami gives us is comprehensive and wholesome? The entire rigor of learning and practicing the game of life, abiding by its essential rules, makes us ready to be champions.
Annihilating the ego, cultivating the right perception, and developing a state of mindfulness, man's destiny to reach his final destination is determined purely by divine grace.
Life is a journey, and every move should bring us closer home, every act closer to our divine destination.
Now, we have come to the final lap of this game of life, Ludo, life under divine observation.
As pilgrims on the path of life, each of us begins and ends our journey from and to the divine destination at different points in time, in different paces. Let's look at this board to see the lessons couched in there by the master coach.
Let's turn to the game then. Roll the dice again, please.
It's still only a 4. I haven't even got to start. All the others are way ahead. Until I get a 6, I cannot even start my journey.
I got another 6 and I have set out completely. There is no stopping anywhere now.
Wonder what my destiny is going to be.
The divine rolls the dice of your life, yet the number that appears is of your making. Sow good acts and reap a good destiny. The game of life is all about that.
At last, a 6. Finally, I have set out. How I waited for this. I suppose his delays are not his denials.
Wow, I have come a long way. But look, she's catching up with me. If our paths cross, I might get subdued. That doesn't feel safe.
In life, you will be chased by many a difficult situation. As you inch closer and closer to your destination, the challenges pile higher and higher. Your faith will be tested. Your courage will have to be proven. Your persistence will have to show up. Then the divine grace will descend.
Dice again.
What a relief! I'm safe, and I get another chance too. It's a 6 again, and lucky another chance.
Again, dice please.
It's a 5, and luck has been favoring me all the way.
Hey, how did you reach there suddenly? It's my turn now.
Roll the dice.
It's only a 3? This is so annoying.
I just need a 4. And why am I not getting a 4? This is testing my patience. When do I reach home?
That's the curse of the last lap. As we move closer to the end, it's a test of the will and of endurance.
With the goal very close, impatience can creep in. It's a battle to keep faith alive and persistence ignited.
Swami, please come to my aid. Who do I turn to for refuge other than you? It's a 4. I can't believe it. I'm home, finally.
There are no shortcuts in life. Sincere efforts combine with divine grace to bring the desired result.
One has to go through it all, experience it all, learn it all, to arrive at the end of it all. The whole purpose of life is to arrive from where we started. Life is nothing but a journey towards it.
But folks, look around. Some others have not even set out in this path, while absolute divine grace has brought us, all of us seated here, home already.
Indeed, Prashanti Nilayam is our true home. As batch 2017 of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, we may be temporarily stepping out of the portals of these holy premises. Dearest Bhagwan, bring us back home to Prashanti Nilayam again and again, again and again, for this is our real home.
Thank you.
around, try to awaken him, but to no avail. I screamed into his ears, "Swami, please wake up. We do not have a life without you." Suddenly, Swami woke up and looked deep into my eyes. Instantly, all my tears dried up. The dream ended there and I woke up. It was the morning of 24th April 2015 that I got this dream. I went to my altar and sat silently to understand the dream. The voice inside was very loud and clear. "Don't wake me up. Instead, you wake up."
Transforms as we all play it together in the divine playground with the divine coach. Gradually, our multiple layers and shades of differences peel off and fade away.
The divine training and the transformational process makes us purer and nobler. From the many hues, we harmonize into that one pure unsullied color, white. From the many diverse shades in which we arrive at this training ground, we harmonize into one common identity, the Sai students, Swami's students.
Vishwas और प्रेम की लिखी गई इस कहानी का रंग आज खूब है चढ़ा। तुम्हारा यूं जिंदगी को जिंदगी बनाना अनोखा था बड़ा। कभी दोस्त तो कभी महज एक किताब के जरिए तुम सदा नजदीक थे हमारे, और आज तुम्हारे स्पर्श से महरूम जीवन के बंद हैं सारे दरवाजे। ओ साई, बिन मांगे एक जहां दिया, दिल जो समेट ना पाया, तूने इतना प्यार दिया। घड़ी ये ऐसी है कि आज आंसू थम नहीं रहे, इस जहां से दूर जाने के ख्याल से यहां बैठे सारे मन रो रहे। चलने का समय हो गया है पर तुम्हें साथ लिए जा रहे हैं, तेरी हर मुस्कान से मिले सुकून को जुनू बनाकर जा रहे हैं। खुश है कि तेरे जीवन की महक से सराबोर फूल हैं हम, जिस बूंद को सागर मिल जाए वो बूंद है हम। हम तेरी रहमत ममता और नूर से भरा गागर है, और साई माँ तू अनमोल प्यार का सागर है, तू अनमोल प्यार का सागर है। भावनाओं के समंदर का है किनारा, कायनात भी जो बयां ना कर पाए वैसा रिश्ता है हमारा। हमारी इस प्रेम कहानी की उम्र हमसे भी लंबी होगी, तुम्हारी हर आवाज हमारे लिए एक वादा होगी। काश काश ये पल यही ठहर जाएं और दिल में उमड़े इस सैलाब को हमारे आंसू बयां कर पाएं। पल पल हर पल तुम्हारा प्यार साया होगा हमारा। शुक्रिया ओ साई, करिश्मा है होना तुम्हारा। शुक्रिया ओ साई, करिश्मा है होना तुम्हारा।
Thank you. Shiva Dana Shri Karan. समय